It's been a fixture in Ann Arbor since 1972. I'm Lisa Berry, and I'm talking about Community High School, which started with some radical ideas, some enthusiastic teachers, and a reclaimed elementary school building in downtown Ann Arbor. Now a local filmmaker and video producer, Donald Harrison, has decided to make an independent documentary about Ann Arbor's Community High School. He joins us now on 89.1 WEMU. Welcome.
Thanks for having me here, Lisa.
So where did this idea come from?
Well, you know, this idea came from meeting somebody who in the mid-90s camped out for 2 weeks to get in to Community High School, or Commie High, as a lot of people affectionately have referred to it over the years. And that got me really curious. As a documentary filmmaker, I thought, you camped out for 2 weeks in March in a parking lot to go to this high school. What's the story? What's going on there? And I'd known about Community High School as an alternative public high school in Ann Arbor for a number of years, but that got me really curious to learn more. And as I started talking to more people here in our community, I realized that this had so many of the ingredients that I think make for a great documentary film covering 40 plus years. And really, you see a lot of what's happened over those 40 years play out in a fascinating way at Community High.
So you didn't go there?
I did not go there. That is one of the first questions. But I wish right. that I wish that I'd had the opportunity the more that I've learned about what that school's all about.
So putting together a documentary, have you started filming anything yet or researching? Where are you in this process?
We have done a lot of research. There's a lot more to do. And we've done initial interviews. So we've cut together a trailer, and we're in the fundraising process for the project and the research process. So we're looking to spend a few months in pre-production, and then it's going to be a long project. There's a lot of people to talk to, a lot of history, a lot of great stories, archives that we're going to be digging through. And we're really at the beginning of this project.
How are you finding people who went to Community High in Ann Arbor?
We're finding them. They're finding us. And it's actually been one of the funnest parts of this project, is it seems like everywhere I go in Ann Arbor, in Ipsy, wherever, I mention that I'm working on this Commie High or this Community High School project. And it's not surprising anymore when somebody goes, oh, my father taught there, or my brother went there, or so-and-so played a rock show there. And so the ways in which it connects, it's like one of the more interesting cross-sections of not just Ann Arbor area, but nationally and even internationally. So as we put the call out for archival materials, people have been contacting us from all over. And as we've been doing this campaign to get this project up and running, we've been reaching out and connecting to hundreds, if not thousands, of people about it.
We're talking to local filmmaker and video producer Donald Harrison, who is putting together a documentary on Community High School in Ann Arbor. Are there any notable graduates? I'm asking to name drop, I guess.
I know. It's funny. The Wikipedia is actually pretty nice overview of the school, but you have people like Davy Rothbart, Found Magazine, Netta Ulibi,
who
she went there in the 80s. Josh Silverman, who's one of the co-founders of Evite and ran Skype for a number of years. He went there. Gene Sperling, Rick Sperling, and Mosaic in Detroit. Andrew W.K., party rock guy, he went there as well. So it's been a lot of fun. You have a lot of people who, you know, people who work at food gatherers and people who do a lot of advocacy and work in our community here locally went to Community High. And then people who've gone on nationally and internationally, a lot of musicians, actors, a lot of people who are good at communication and expressing themselves, which is one of the strengths of Community. But then also a lot of people who've gotten into tech and gotten into politics and all kinds of different directions. It's really a school that treats students as people first, and it's sort of this humanistic approach to where are you at, what are you interested in, and how can we support you in finding yourself and in being the most successful person you can be.
So what story are you trying to tell? What are you hoping to show in this documentary?
We're really trying to capture the spirit of the school, the creative spirit, but also the story of what was an experiment, part of a movement in the early 70s. And this was part of a wave that was happening nationally. Most of those schools did not continue. And you talk to a lot of people from the 70s and 80s. They thought, this isn't going to last forever. And yet it did. And then it continued to evolve and grow. And it's now one of the, I think, the most successful public alternative high schools in the country. And I think there's a lot to be learned there as we look at what are we doing in public education in this country. I'd say a lot of people think that we're failing. I personally think that it's not a very effective system. We're not helping our young people become successful adults. And what can we learn about a school where you have people willing to camp out for 2 weeks to go there, where you have people who went there 20, 30, 40 years ago who say it was the best educational experience of their life, and it really transformed lives. I've had people say it saved my life. And that's not just once or twice. I've had a number of people say that. Well, what can we learn about that, and what can we apply to the rest of our public education system about a place that is in a good school system, but it's doing something great that's really affecting people in a profound way?
Now, are you working with the current administration at Community High and putting this together? They're on board?
Yes. So it's an independent film. It's not officially associated with Community High School, but I've met with the dean. I've met with the communications director at the public school system, and they've been very supportive. And, you know, we're excited actually to do some CRs or community resource where students would work with us on the project and get credit. And that's very much what one of the founding tenets of that school is based around. So we would very much love to do that, and they're excited about that possibility as well within the school.
From what you know and what you've seen in putting this documentary together, how does a community perceive and receive Community High School?
You know, that's a great question. It's changed a lot over the years. I think in the 70s and 80s, there was a lot of sort of negative reputation that they had to overcome in terms of it being different, it being this outsider, this alternative. And then in the 90s, as it became, you know, this cool school and became a lot more sort of awarded and decorated, that started to shift. But that reputation lingers. You know, it's been interesting as I've talked to, again, hundreds of people about how the school's perceived. And it's, you know, sometimes when you're different and you're alternative, people just think that it can't be right or it can't be good. It's not part of what we should be doing or the regular system.
Because this is a community effort, do you need help with funding?
That's how independent films get made, unless you are able to personally finance films or have a trust fund. And so for us, this felt like the perfect project to do crowdsourcing, to do a community-backed film. And so we are on Kickstarter, and we're getting great response so far, but we, you know, still have a ways to go in order to cross the finish line. And, you know, it's all or nothing with that platform. And so we've put a lot of information up on Kickstarter as far as Kami High, the film, and trailers, sort of our whole approach to doing this project.
So quickly, how can people find you or contribute?
If they go to Kickstarter, they just type in the word Kami, C-O-M-M-I-E, and lo and behold, we come right up. And so that's really where all the information is, all the details about our project, who we are. And you know, we're really excited, actually, about the music aspect of this film, because we're going to have an all Community High soundtrack. And Ingrid Racine, local musician, she graduated there in 2000, and she's fired up to work with us on the soundtrack and really collecting a lot of the archives that are out there over the 40-plus years.
Local filmmaker, video producer Donald Harrison, who's making an independent documentary about Ann Arbor's Community High School. Thanks so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you so much, Lisa. It's great to be here.